Welcome to the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. I'm sure you may know this already, but if you're listening to my voice, then you know that I'm Spencer. And if you've never been here before, thank you for joining us. If you have been here before, thank you for joining us. Everyone, thank you for joining us. Today, I'm joined by the other members of the League of Melanated Gentlemen, and we have for you yet another draft, because you know around here we love a draft, don't we, folks?
Yes, we do. Draft season, baby. This is Brandon.
And of course, I am Jordan.
Now, for those of you who have never been here, thank you for joining us. And Jordan is going to tell you exactly where you can find us, talk to us, interact with us, and etc. If you have been here, you've probably heard this before, and you're probably already following us. And if you're not, then Jordan's going to tell you how you can correct that with the swiftness.
Social media. Yeah. Y'all can hit us up on the Twitter, the X, as they call it. Facebook group. I have a good time in there. You know what I mean? We're always having a good time there. You can also hit us up on Instagram. We really have some really good content on Instagram. Definitely add more content there. And you know what I mean? At League of Melanated Gentlemen, at LMG Podcast. You can find us. You can Google us. We're in the Google. We're Googleable, as some would say. We're making waves. We're trying to grow, get our numbers up. So we'd appreciate you guys if you give us a follow, check out our content. Let us know what you want to see more of from us as far as content is concerned. That is the content section, Spencer.
It's so funny. We had a discussion about bloopers.
Yes.
And just now, like, the most terrible technical difficulty happened at a terrible time. Here, yes. I am introducing Jordan just for him to disappear. We don't know what happened to him. He's gone forever.
And so that's facts.
None of you may hear this. I don't know what's going to happen because Jordan is gone and we need him for this episode.
He's a sunken place, and hopefully you'll come back.
Hopefully he comes back. We just need somebody to take a picture of him, and he'll be right back with us. But this is going to the blooper section. That's why none of you may hear this. We gonna have to start over.
Yeah,
because I don't know if he's coming back because he's not back yet. So it doesn't matter. It absolutely matters. But yeah, like this no longer matters. Wait,
my man has returned.
We may have him back.
We back. Spencer, did you want to discuss Dune 2? Your initial thoughts?
Sure. The good thing is, for those of you who have or have not seen Dune, Brandon already talked about it on the podcast, on the socials that he just went over with you. And so if you want to know what Brandon's thoughts were, you can just go to the socials. He's already told you about
them. Yes. Yes.
I thought it was great. I really liked it. I watched the first Dune like 24 hours before watching the second Dune. So it was pretty fresh. A lot more happened in the second Dune than I thought was going to. But sure. Also, because it was a part one, part two situation, I assumed that there would be a lot of stuff in part two, but because I'm not familiar at all with Dune, I had no idea what was going to happen or what I was walking into. I just know that, the Messiah was there. So I thought it was great. I enjoyed the second one more than the first one, but I think that's just because the second one had more going on than the first one.
Yeah.
Lisan Al Gaib was great.
Al Gaib, yeah. May your blade never shatter or something like that. What'd they say?
Yeah, may your blade chip and shatter or something.
Yeah, may your blade chip and shatter. That was fire. And then a little boom, boom over the forehead. That was fire. That was fire. I added my thoughts on the social media. You can check out my review on it on Instagram. But yeah, as Spencer said, loved it. I think it's a game changer. Potential movie of the year. We'll see.
Jordan is back from the sunken place.
The Bruh. Sunken place. He's recovered.
This is why I'm telling you, I'm building a PC because this ain't cutting it, bro. I feel like I just died. Like I literally just came back to life.
You absolutely did.
You definitely did.
I definitely said to the people, like, I don't know if what we're talking about right now is going to air because Jordan is gone.
Yeah.
We might start over, but I don't think we're going to.
Nah,
it's looking
nah,
like
nah.
we're going to keep it in.
Yeah, we keep it in there. We
keep
good.
It in, baby. This is for all the real ones who stuck with us, giving you the content.
You know, 3 years in and we're still having you know, issues. It's crazy. But, you know, it's how it is sometimes.
And a we. It was you.
Yeah, most of me. Bro,
but you
this,
know,
this computer, bro, it's tough.
What kind of episode would it be if Jordan didn't, you know, bring some entertainment and fun to the whole situation in a way that nobody expected?
So did we get socials in? Did we get scheduling?
Yes, sir.
We did
out,
socials. We did not do scheduling reminders.
Ah, see, this is why I need to be there. See, y'all done messed up. But since we're here,
called audible.
Hey. Good job. You did call audible, but you threw the interception. So, I mean, you know, say what you want to. But, hey, man, you know, our episodes drop on Mondays. You know, every Monday we out here. Been on every Monday for the past 3 years. But for the past, what, year, I want to say? Not every other Wednesday, but every Wednesday. Ah, kind of every other one. Brandon been kind of slacking here lately. But supposed to be every Wednesday, we got wrestling with Worldwide Willis. That is Brandon's wrestling podcast where him and some friends, you know, sit down and talk about some wrestling. You know, that's it's pretty good out here. I just, like I said last time, like I just keep seeing a Rock everywhere, and he's making a somewhat comeback. Him and this these rowdy boys, the Roman Reigns and what's the name of them? And whatever the Tribe family, whatever them boys called. Yeah, man, I keep seeing them everywhere on social media, so. It's kind of interesting.
Don't know what they're called.
Nah, what are they?
It's
the family?
Bloodline. The Bloodline.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, you were. But it's fun.
The Tribe family. Yeah.
Yeah. That's every Wednesday. But then every other Friday, including this Friday, we have DC Animation with Spencer and Friends. That is Spencer's DC review podcast where he is going through the whole world of DC animated movies and he's reviewing them. Spencer, what movie we got?
We have Justice League Dark coming up.
About to get real spooky. So, yeah, Justice League Dark. Be sure and check that one out. And then go, you know, head on over to Spencer's podcast. We can check that one out.
Low-key jealous. I wasn't on that one. But it's fine. It's fine. I wish anyone the best. I'm sure they killed it. I'm definitely tuning in. It's one of the best DC animated movies there is out there.
Brendan, I can't have you on every episode. Like,
I know.
There are a lot of episodes where you're going to be like, it should have been me.
No, that's one of the low-key one of my favorites. Like, that one was amazing.
Really
that was the one
one
that caught me off guard, how good it was.
That was the first time I ever heard about, like, you know, that Justice League team was when that movie got announced. That was the first time I'd ever heard of that team.
Yeah, I read the comic books after that movie came out, and it was based on that comic, and it was pretty spot on. But yeah, it's so good.
So, okay. Yeah, you get to see the dark and magical, monstrous side of the Justice League. So yeah, be sure and check that one out. And I believe that is it.
Yeah. I mean, you're just going to have to trust us because you weren't there. So you don't know what happened. But today we have a draft for you. Today will be a part of our decades draft. This may be a series, who knows? But the decade up on the docket for today is the 90s, the 1990s. And so the three of us will be drafting five items, five movies that belong to the 90s. We have our categories. So we have a comedy movie, a sci-fi movie, a drama movie, an action movie, and a wild card. We can draft in any order for the first four, and then the wild card will be the last pick. We will do a serpentine draft, as we usually do. The only real rules today are that, of course, as is usually the case. In this draft, if a movie is selected, then that universe is off the table. But another rule that we're adding in is any movies that we have already drafted this year are also off the table for this draft. So that universe is back on the table, but those individual movies are not. So we have already had one draft this year, and I know that you are a loyal listener and you have already listened to that episode. And so you already know which movies are off the table. But for Black History Month, we had a movie draft. And so any of the movies that were drafted in that episode cannot be drafted for this one.
And if you want to know those movies, go check out that episode, the Black Movie Draft.
Like I said, I know you've already listened to it because you're a loyal listener.
You're
And
right.
so
But
you already know how that went.
for new listeners, though, the loyalists, they already listened to it, but the new
Yes.
ones, there we
The new
go.
listeners, yeah, you're right. If you're a new listener, yeah, go listen to that draft. It'll all make sense. And you've already heard about the socials where you can tell us who you think has the best list. So, nice and easy.
All right.
And
I
as
was
is
saying,
usually the case, go ahead.
I got the wheel, but you guys aren't going to be see it unless you guys want me to go back into the
I
sunken
mean,
place.
it's no, you're good. It's shafty anyway, so go ahead. I'm gonna go last. So just gonna
We'll
go
see.
first.
I got it rolling right now. You might go first, but I'm gonna be honest with you, you're not going first. Spencer is actually going first.
I just said that. I literally just said it. Literally
Oh
just said
God, we might have to
it.
get a new wheel
Yeah.
because
As
literally every
tradition,
time. I'm fine
yeah,
going
and it's
first in
great.
this one.
I swear, I'm second, and it
I
just happened to
swear,
be
oh
like,
God.
oh,
You could have just asked me. We didn't even need the wheel.
we
We
didn't
did
need the
need the
wheel.
wheel.
We knew this was gonna happen. This
We
happens every
knew this
single
was
time.
gonna. Yeah.
I don't understand it either. This is crazy. It's the power of three. Sure, I
Wild.
don't know.
That is the order we talk in on this show.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not, because Brandon usually. Yeah, I don't know. It's stupid. The wheel is the same every time. We need a
Yeah, we
new
need.
wheel
I
or
need to look up
something.
this website. Like, does it have a problem with me or something?
Yeah,
Did I do something?
yeah.
Did I say something wild on Facebook or something?
Clearly, it hates you. I think that's that's obvious.
Yeah, it's pretty clear.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm first, and I'm going to go with sci-fi for my first category. And I'm going to select Jurassic Park.
Mother
Damn
effer.
That
That's a
was
good
definitely
one.
gonna be my that was gonna be my first pick.
That was a good one.
I remember any Saturday my dad wasn't like being a man and working on a car or like doing electric work. Like anytime my dad was just at home on a Saturday, it was Jurassic Park and popcorn. And so I don't know how many times I saw that movie as a child, but it was great. A lot of little kids, there are some scary moments in Jurassic Park, but no, I was just like, nah, I'm here for it. And same with my son. Last time he was with his grandparents, they had Jurassic Park on, and whenever that thing, like he saw the little dinosaur and then it like let out its little neck flares and then spit on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my son was like, oh yeah, I'm here for it.
That's
So
funny.
yeah, but
I love Jurassic Park.
yeah,
Like,
I mean,
bro,
Jurassic Park is one of the greatest movies that the 90s ever produced.
one of the greatest soundtracks ever, too.
Yeah.
Like the music just hits.
I agree. And I think I've told the story before, but like after watching that movie for the first time as a kid, like I used to want to be a paleontologist. Like that was my goal in life, was to do that. And then I got a little bit older and see, like, I was kind of boring. You can do a lot of traveling, but it's kind of boring. But I would definitely say, you guys, if you haven't watched on Netflix, there's a like a documentary type show called The Movies That Made Us. And on season two, they do Jurassic Park. And they show behind the scenes. Hey, that was amazing. That was the first time that they ever used like computer generated graphics for dinosaurs. Because before that, they were all still doing clay animation. And the only reason they got it to be digital was because I think it was Steven Spielberg. So there was a guy who was doing clay animation. He was going to do it, Steven Spielberg just basically walked in on this dude during a meeting, and he saw like the computer generated from graphics, and he was like, "Yo, what's that on your computer?" And like the director told him not, like the director or producer told the dude not to do that. Like, we're not doing computer generated graphics. It's not up to date. We're not doing it. Steven Spielberg saw it on his computer and was like, "What's that?" And he was blown away. It was just showing that the T-Rex walking, but he was like blown away about how good it looked. They completely got rid of, basically got rid of the other dude who's doing clay animation. That dude basically like lost his job. He's pretty salty about it in the documentary.
Lost his
But
bag, man. That's tough.
yeah, that was the first movie that they really used computer generated graphics for, dinosaurs.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
It it's
I
it
love that
holds
movie.
up, because honestly, like when you watch Jurassic Park today, like it still
Yes.
looks really good.
Amazing, bro.
And it set the tone for what people think dinosaurs look like.
Yeah.
Like
Oh, yeah.
everyone just assumed that's what dinosaurs look like because of Jurassic Park. It was like we
Yeah.
learn now that that's not
Yeah, like
necessarily
I
what they look like.
definitely like I had to learn as an adult that like raptors were not that size.
Yeah.
Right.
And that they had feathers.
Right.
And
Like you're
like, yeah,
saying,
like
we because of that movie, we thought they just looked like lizards.
yeah,
Yeah, and one of the
exactly.
things that I always thought was funny, I was like, so they literally just had to make up dinosaur sounds.
Yeah, they
Just
talk about
fact.
that too in the documentary.
Yeah, nobody was there for it. So yeah, they have to. Somebody was like, yeah, that's probably, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that's funny. Great pick, though.
What do y'all think? Because now, I don't know. I get so interested in doing like Rotten Tomatoes now. It's kind of like my fun thing to do. What do y'all think it is, though?
Now,
That's the thing. I don't know, because as old as it is, I don't know, but like it's still hailed as one of the greatest movies ever. So like I would assume like 93, 94.
I'm going 88.
So the audience is a 92, I mean a 91, and the critics is a 92. So
Damn, that's
and that's
really
over
good.
250,000 reviews.
I mean,
Okay.
it's the cast is amazing. All of it is really good.
Yeah, like that makes
Yeah.
sense.
Yeah, really
So it's the
does.
highest one in the franchise. Like, yeah, that first one still holds up. Still, in my opinion, I think the first one is still better than every single other one that they've
I
come
agree.
around with so far.
I
I
agree
would
with that.
also agree. That's why I drafted it first.
It was just epic, bro. It was world building. It was just, it had everything you wanted. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
I need to read the book. That's what I need to do. That might be the next book I read. We talked about I Am Legend last time. I want to go read the book. I think I might try to read Jurassic Park. But okay. Great pick though. Great pick. So I think I'm gonna go with my sci-fi. I'm gonna take this one in action, actually. I'm gonna take the Terminator 2 movie.
Damn it.
That one, Judgment Day?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the one you take. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good
This
pick.
was my very first one that I saw. I didn't see the first one first. This was the first one I saw. And
Yeah.
man, when I tell you, this movie was fantastic. Like, as a kid, but even as an adult, it's like, that was perfect. And then the police dude, like, that dude was kind of scary. Like, I remember he was like running, chasing
Bro.
a Terminator on that motorcycle. Like, bro.
Yeah. He was
And it
booking
was really
straight
good.
face, just hitting a
Yeah.
4-4.
Chopping.
Like,
Yeah.
I was like, goodness gracious.
This is definitely one of the movies also that kind of got me to the games, because they're for a little bit like they were releasing Terminator games and I was playing
Yeah.
those. But yeah, man, this movie was like fantastic. Like Arnold, he did his thing with Terminator. Like I think the franchise definitely went wrong when they tried to reboot it. But these first, honestly, the first three are really
Wow.
good.
The
And
last one was pretty good. I don't know what the latest. I don't.
the very last one, like the latest one, most
Yeah, the
recent.
latest one. I watched it
I don't think I've
on
seen
the
that one.
random. It was pretty good.
The
But
last
it
one I
was
saw
basically
was
nostalgia.
it was
It was
nostalgia.
nostalgia. Yeah, because it had the girl in it.
Oh, the mother, Sarah Connors.
Yeah, Sarah. Yeah.
Okay.
Sarah Connor. Sarah Connor.
Connor, yeah.
They
I
had
said
her
the last
there,
one
though.
I had to put the list. The last one I saw was Genesis or Genesis or whatever. That was the one right after Salvation. So I didn't see the newest one, Dark Fate.
That
But
was pretty
yeah, I don't
good.
know.
Yeah, I saw the newest one. Yeah, I agree. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like I think it was definitely just nostalgia bait.
Yeah, I agree with
But
that.
honestly, that's fine.
Right.
Yeah, but T2, hey, T2 T2 was amazing. Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved T2. So yeah,
No,
that's gonna be
that's a good
my
pick.
action one.
That's a good pick. I mean, changed the game. The graphics are crazy. I remember when he pulled up to the, he walked in the bar naked, and then
Oh yeah, when he first came back.
yeah. Didn't he like take the cigarette and do something with that? Like that was just a crazy, that was a
Yeah.
really good movie.
Or even the at the end where the I wish I remember the police dude's name, but I remember like he was melting and you got to see like his full body, like metallic
Yeah.
body.
Yeah.
Like yeah, that was good. That was good.
No, that's one of the best sci-fi movies ever, really. All right. And you took that in sci-fi or action?
I took that one in my action.
Okay. All right. I mean, some of these are gonna cross over. It just matters
Yeah,
where you want to
that's.
pick it at. Okay. All right. You guys made some really good picks. I'm gonna go in drama. I'm gonna go with Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank, man, I've seen that movie 45, you know, maybe 100 times. Just it was a movie I probably should never have been watching at the age I was watching
Yeah,
it
so at the time, probably not.
Yeah, like there was countless things in that movie that were crazy. However, I mean, it's one of the greatest movies. It's regarded as one of the greatest movies of all time. Like it just hit in all areas. It gave you drama. It gave you funny. It honestly, and I'll talk about this kind of with the 90s. I feel like the 90s just made movies at a different level. It kind of gave you everything. It gave you charm, gave you comedy, gave you some action, gave you know, I mean, some emotional parts. But yeah, for me, Shawshank was just, man, top tier. Morgan Freeman, come on, man. In his prime, come on, man.
Yeah,
Top tier stuff.
I got a confession.
I know. I know. I already
I
know.
never
I
finished
figured.
it. Yeah, I never
Okay.
finished it. I remember watching
You should
it, but I
see
never got
that.
to finish it.
I thought you were about to say you
Then,
just haven't seen it. I was like, oh, yep.
no, I never finished. Like, I remember watching it, and then every other time, like I've had opportunity to finish it, either I started doing something else and never finished it, or just like I just completely just put it off. But yeah, I never finished it, so I didn't even know the ending.
One of the greatest. One thing about me, love a prison movie, or a prison show, like Prison Break, top tier show. But yeah, this just had everything. The cast was crazy. Tim Rollins, one of the as Andy Dufresne. Tim Rollins, one of the more underrated actors of the time. Morgan Freeman played Red, the warden, Warden Norton. Man, what a classic movie, bro. It was just top tier stuff. They don't make movies like that anymore, unfortunately. But
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
gonna have to finish it. I'm gonna have to finish it one of these days for sure. Because yeah, I only hear good things about it.
Classic, bro. And I usually not to call out my white brothers and sisters, but sometimes they be making lists of GOAT movies and they'll throw some stuff on there and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like this isn't translatable to everybody. This movie translatable to everybody. It's just one of those type of movies. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think it's one of the GOAT drama movies of all time.
Okay. Round
Well, you
two.
back up.
Yeah, you
Ooh, I'm
back up,
back
bro.
up. All right, all right.
You should be used to this.
Yeah, I should be. I should be. This is the only spot I know. Okay. For comedy, I'm going to select Miss Doubtfire. Miss Doubtfire is one of the funniest movies of all time to me. It had everything you wanted. It had a top tier performance. The family was great. The soundtrack was fire. Do the Macarena, like that whole song, like fire, you know? And yeah, it just had Robin Williams like in his prime. Like he was cooking during this time. Like Robin Williams was in his Michael Jordan era, you know what I mean? So And the fact that, like, they, like, if you saw Miss Doubtfire, you would have thought of Robin Williams. You know what I'm saying? There's some movies where they literally, you see him in, like, where they put women's clothes on or whatever. It's like, oh, you can clearly tell that is whoever. But he fully leaned into it. Shout out to the makeup team and all them. He killed it.
Help is
I
on the way is one of my favorite, like, jiffies to use.
Yeah. Help is on
Yep.
I got another confession.
God damn it.
Bro.
No,
God
I think this
damn.
movie, I think this movie is overrated.
What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's overrated. Yeah, no, I've seen this one. I've seen this one. I think it's overrated, in my opinion. It was cool, but I don't think it's all that like people are making out to be. Maybe I need to rewatch it as an adult and kind of see, but like I remember watching, I'm just like,
Jordan,
this is all right.
these are the type of statements that I gain respect for the movie, and then you say stuff like this, and it's like,
Nah,
what am I
man.
supposed to do with this? Miss Doubtfire is a classic. I
All right,
mean,
1v1 fight. You
okay.
know, hands only. Who y'all got? Mrs.
Yeah, I know where this is
Doubtfire
going.
or Big Mama?
Oh, okay. I thought we were going Madea.
We can throw Madea
Miss
all three,
Doubtfire.
like a three
Because
round.
Madea, that's a big nigga. Like, I'd take Madea with almost any old lady.
Bro, it
But
had Miss Doubtfire had the girl to play Matilda. She was top tier, right? It had who's my Sally Field, one of the greatest like 90s mom actors out there. Yeah, man. My boy Pierce Brosnan was in there as her little side dude.
I think it's just overrated. Like, I don't know, man. I think this one
Bro.
is overrated.
I mean,
Yeah,
okay, but yeah.
you weren't tapped in the 90s, man. What year were you born?
Bro, I was born in 92. Talking about I wasn't tapped in the 90s. Like you
Well, I just don't.
like you just
Okay, I
10
tried to
years
make an
older than
excuse
me.
for you, but never mind.
It just wasn't that funny. Like I need to give it another watch. To be fair, I watched it probably around like, 99, 2000, maybe 2001. I ain't seen it since. So I was like, maybe I need to give it another shot.
Yeah, I don't know what you was watching the first time, but you need to rewatch.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna tell you guys a movie, and you guys tell me if it's okay for me to draft it, because I think it's one of the ones that we've talked about before. Not on the last draft, but we kind of talked about it before. And if I need to, I can make an audible. But I'm gonna go sci-fi, and of course, I'm going with one of the greatest sci-fis that ever released, and The Matrix. Are we good with The Matrix? It was like we talked about it kind of a couple times before.
No, you're good with that one.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Because I don't recall discussing The Matrix at any kind of length.
I do, but because I remember
I mean, at
y'all
least not
talked about it and
recently.
I didn't know what y'all were talking about. But no, you're good.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, The Matrix, bro. It's literally The Matrix. Now, this isn't the first movie I saw Keanu Reeves in, and I'm still thinking about taking that movie. So I'm not gonna say what it is, but hey, this movie definitely changed the way I looked at like martial arts and fighting and gunplay and just any of that. Him dodging the bullet is like one of the most iconic things like ever. Like they reference that all the time in
Like that
different
move is
movies and
called
shows.
doing the Matrix.
Right. I'm saying, what kid after seeing that movie didn't try that? Like I
Well,
literally tried it all the time.
back when I was young, I could do it. Like
Yeah. You
I
could
could
do it.
absolutely do the Matrix. But yeah, I today I my wife says to me all the time, you only have one spine. So I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
But
them knees come.
there's so much greatness in the Matrix. I mean, the fact like him stopping the bullets. Great. Him doing the Matrix is crazy. Him fighting Agent Smith, and Agent Smith just like super dodging everything, and freaking Morpheus. I think this might be the first time seeing Lawrence Fishburne too. Yeah, I think this might be the first time I saw him. Yeah, man, dude, The Matrix is just such a great movie. And then also it's like the Matrix game. Did y'all play that video game?
No.
Into the Matrix. Oh, you'll never play Into the Matrix. Oh man, on the original Xbox, bro, that was lit. That game was so fun. You literally do all the same stuff. But yeah, man, what
I
y'all
mean,
feel about the Matrix?
The Matrix is great. The Matrix, and I am surprised that you're picking The Matrix. But also, you may be the most woke of us, because it's my understanding that The Matrix is an allegory for transgender. Yeah, the red pill refers to an estrogen pill.
Bro, that ain't no way that's true. I ain't never heard that in
Okay.
my life. What?
Not true,
During a
Gavin.
renegade pick.
Just consult with the interwebs. But yeah, that's absolutely a
So they
thing.
saying that the red
Jordan.
pill you choose to be transgender and the blue pill is what? Not transgender?
Guess. I don't know all of the details, but
Bro,
I
I ain't
do
never heard
know
that. You
that
just made that up.
oh no,
It's very
go
progressive of you,
consult with the
Jordan.
interwebs.
It's very progressive of you, Jordan.
My
Shout out to you.
understanding is that yeah, it is an allegory for transgender. And yeah, the red pill is a representation of estrogen. That's my understanding, just according
Nah,
to
you just made that.
the little
I
bit
ain't
of
never.
internet.
That is
Go
cr that is sound
check the
crazy.
interwebs. Oh, go
That
check.
is crazy.
Go double check the
Go
internet.
check the
But
interwebs.
I'm glad that we have some representation here. Good from Jordan to a different community.
He's the
We do
wokest of
appreciate.
us.
Yeah,
And
we appreciate that.
I ain't gonna lie though. When I first watched it as well, like I got a little scared because like they put that that thing on his belly to like get that thing and get the that thing out of him, and I was like, "What is that?" I remember that like freaked me out and everything. Oh
Okay.
shoot, you're right, Spencer. Bro, I ain't never heard that. That is crazy. When did you hear this?
I've diversified my my exposure to the world, so I try to hear about some of everything.
Yeah, it's on BBC and everything. Like, that's crazy. I've never heard that before.
For you, Jordan. Good pick.
Hey, shout out to me. Yeah, that's
That's
why I
a
picked
good
it.
pick. Good pick. Okay.
All right. You got it, Spencer.
So for my next pick, I think that I am going to go action. And I will select The Mummy. I loved The Mummy when it came out. I don't know if I saw The Mummy or The Mummy Returns first, but I remember seeing them around the same time. And yeah, I thought they were great. The
Agreed.
dude who played the mummy, like I was like, oh, this dude's a problem.
I only remember his name is Imhotep. That's the only thing. I don't know what his real name was. That's the only thing I remember his name.
I mean, Imhotep, yeah. But yeah, it was great. Whenever he saw Evie, he was like, oh yeah. And that
Oh
was
yeah.
when Brendan Fraser was cooking. Like Brendan
Yes.
Fraser, like that was his prime.
Yeah, he was one of the top dudes of the 90s.
Yeah, and this is like that. This is my Brendan Fraser,
Yeah,
and so
same.
yeah, like Anak
Oh,
Tsunamu.
bro. She was bad.
So,
She was bad.
and I was I at the time I was into mythology, and I hadn't really like touched on Egyptian mythology, so I started to step into that a little bit, with the, like this movie inspired me to like learn about some of the Egyptian mythology. I didn't go very deep. I was, seven, but I was still rocking with the Greek mythology heavy at the
Yeah.
time. But yeah, great movie. I really enjoyed it. And I also enjoyed The Mummy Returns. I can't really speak to anything after that, but
Oh, I can.
The Mummy was good.
It's funny. I actually had this conversation with somebody like a month ago. Like we randomly got on the Scorpion King because we were talking about how terrible the
Oh,
graphics was back then.
I
And
did. I
like
did watch The
I
Scorpion
can
King, but because of The Rock. The Rock is the reason I watched The
right.
Scorpion King, not because
Same.
of the Scorpion. Oh, and Kelly Hugh, my lord. But other than that, like I watched The Scorpion King because me and The Rock, we go way back. But yeah, I'm talking about like The Mummy after that. Like they
I've
made
seen
like a
all of
third Mummy movie, and then they made like
them.
a Tom Cruise movie. Nah, I'm
Yeah.
not
No,
Tom Cruise.
I've seen this. Oh,
Yeah, there's.
that one was bad.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
yeah. Don't.
They
Yeah,
that's the
that's.
one where they tried. So that's when the MCU was hot and they tried to start the Dark Universe, and the Mummy was the first movie to supposed to kick off that off. and then they came out with the Invisible Man, but the Mummy was just like a flop, and they completely shut that universe down.
Yeah, it was rough.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know about this.
Yeah, they had everything planned out. That movie flopped. Invisible Man flopped. And I believe the next movie that was supposed to come out was, I think, The Wolfman. But yeah, those two movies just did terrible, and they flopped.
Gotcha.
I was into The Mummy, like you, Spencer. Like, I love The Mummy, and that's why I ended up watching all of them.
Yeah. And that's like, when I watched the third one, like the one where they
Jet Li.
Recast, they recast Evie, and I was at that point, I was done. I was like, what are we doing? If it's not Rachel Weisz, I don't want to see it. And then
yeah,
the son was older, and yeah, it just wasn't, yeah, it wasn't it. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about The Mummy from,
but
you know.
Dude, that the part that like creeped me out a lot in that Mummy was when he
the
made
scarabs?
His face. Oh, that yes, those two. Okay, those two. Because I was like, whoa, there's bugs out here that can, you know, really do that. I'm like, yo,
yeah,
this is not
when
cool.
I saw those scarabs, I was like, oh no,
yeah.
Oh no, to crawl like you could see them in your skin,
yeah,
and they're just crawling up. Because there was in one of the movies, what happened to Benny was terrible. But yeah, in one of the movies, we see the dude fall, and then he gets covered in scarabs, and it's just a skeleton.
Yeah.
And that's the thing: the scarabs eat inside and out. Like they do not play around. And so yeah, I was like, oh no, that was terrifying. And obviously, I guess because they're beetles, you can't just crush them, because the dude who like had the scarab inside of him, I was like, you need to crush it immediately. It's making its way north. You got it. But he did not.
Yeah.
When he made his face into like the sand, and then it went to like the big sandstorm, that also kind of creeped me out a little bit, because I was like, yo, that's kind of creepy looking.
Yeah, I thought that was in the second one, but that may have been in the first one.
I think it's in the first one.
They all run. I don't know. No, you're probably right. Because, yeah, I don't know.
But I think they did something
little hot air
similar.
Balloon thing.
Yes.
Because he did. I feel like he did it once with sand, and he did it once with water.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They did it again in another movie, unless that was the same movie did with water. But, I was going to say they did it with water, too.
Yeah. But yeah, it's the reason I know what a Menifus is.
Same.
So,
same.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mummy.
Beautiful.
Yes, she was. I haven't seen it in a while, so I kind of forget a little bit of it, but I remember really enjoying it at the time. Like, I remember watching it a lot. Going to Blockbuster and grabbing it. But
it was good.
Yeah, it really was. Quality right. 90s action film.
Okay.
Agreed.
At the top of round three, I'm going to go with my drama pick next.
Yep.
And I'm going to select The Green Mile.
Oh, that hurts. Okay.
The Green Mile is it's so good. Oh. And the first time I watched it, I think I was a teenager, but I was at my cousin's house in Texas, and she was like, you haven't seen The Green Mile? I was like, no, I don't know what that is. She's like, we're watching it right now. Pulled out the DVD player. Well, actually, I think we just watched it on the PS2 because that could play DVDs. But yeah, we watched it, and I was like, how have I not seen this? Like, this is really good.
Man.
And,
how many movies make me cry? But that one got me.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, that's what that movie's for. Like, that was the first time I think that I remember saying to myself, like, Sam Rockwell, that's a good actor.
Yeah.
Like, I hated him in that movie.
Bro, I was like, put him in the chair. I'll pull the trigger myself.
Deal with him right
now. Yeah, bro. The way he did little Man.
Yeah.
Mr. What was his name? Mr. Bubble? Mr.
I don't remember his name.
Damn.
But yeah. And then yeah, whenever he didn't put the sponge on him.
Man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was rough.
Bro.
That's first time I seen somebody get electrocuted too. That looked crazy.
Yeah. And yeah, whenever he tried, like, he was horrified at what he had done. And then they were like, no, you did it.
Yep.
You do
it. Yeah, live with that. Yeah.
Eatered. Yeah, Eater. Yeah, man. I just feel like, bro, the cast was stupid. Like Tom Hanks, like Michael Clark Duncan, RIP, John
Yeah, and
Coffey.
the fact that, yeah, like I, and watching that movie, I was like, there's no way this man dies. There's
Right.
absolutely no way. Because we know for it, we know he didn't do it. We know he didn't do it. He still died. And
Damn shame.
I was bothered. I
Same.
was like, what kind of, because, you know, I'm young and everything has to have a happy ending. So I'm like, what kind of fucking ending is that?
This don't happen in my
My man
Disney
still
movies.
died. Like I was not happy when he died. Because I was like, he deserves better.
Man, just man, they don't make movies like that. Just to start out with Tom Hanks as an old man telling a story, and then to end it with this dude is living due to John Coffey giving him, you know what I mean, blessing him basically. And he's him and the little rat is mice is still living. It's crazy, man. Like, bruh. Tom Hanks my goat. But and that's due to movies like Green Mile. So yeah, I totally agree. Green Mile was crazy good.
That's cool. Yeah,
Anytime
that's.
catch that joint on like TNT USA, I'm like,
Oh, I'm
let me tap
absolutely.
in.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit down and watch that.
Yeah, I'm gonna tap in. It's just that good. Jordan, have you seen Green Mile?
Yeah, we had this one on a VCR. What was
Okay,
it?
yeah.
Yeah, because we didn't have a DVD player quite yet. But yeah, I just seen this, and I've seen it. I'd be like, y'all, like I was way too young to even be watching it. But I remember my
Yeah.
mom having it on in the back room, sat down and watched it, and I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like I vividly remember him getting electrocuted in the chair. Like
Yeah,
his head
man.
and the head was like smoking and everything. I was like, holy crap.
Yeah, like he
Yeah.
caught on fire, I'm pretty sure.
I remember when they took John Coffey to the lady's house.
In the
Yeah,
middle of the
to
night.
yeah.
To heal her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That was so good, bro.
And that's
And
the kind of shit I'm like, you cannot put him to, you have to save him.
yeah.
Like he's out here doing y'all favors. He's making your lives better. He's the reason y'all are here, and y'all gonna let him take the chair.
Yeah, man.
But
Yeah.
that's how it would have gone.
Yeah, bro.
They would have said, yeah,
Shamrock Web.
we're gonna let this magical Negro do what he needs to do for us, and then sorry, it's the system. There's nothing we can do.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I don't
Bro,
like it,
so
but
yeah, him and Percy. I hated Percy, bro,
yes.
because Percy was the one that yeah didn't put the
Yeah.
sponge, and then
Fuck that guy.
other guy was evil as hell. The dude that obviously killed the children.
Yes.
Yeah, bro. Percy,
And
yeah.
again, like whenever they just made Percy, just Percy put out that gun real quick. Just click, bow, bow, like this.
Yeah, bro. When they
Yeah, he
put him in
put
the,
them demons in him.
yeah, they put the straight jacket on him. I was like, yeah, throw his ass in the closet.
Put him in the closet. Like, yeah,
Yeah.
like get him out of here.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I, you know, could appreciate about the movie is that while Sam Rockwell's character died deservingly,
Good.
Percy had to live with those demons.
Yep. Yeah.
So.
No, it was cool because it was like it was a great like movie, but it and like but the like fantastical stuff didn't take you out of it. You
Oh
know what I
yeah, no.
mean?
Yeah, because
Because
it
it
wasn't
could have,
like super fantastical.
yeah, like it could have easily been some corny, like, oh, was it powers transferring to other, like it could have been easily corny, but they did it so well to where you was like, oh, okay, like some evil goodness, like it kind of made sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, great, great pick. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Okay. For my next one, I'm gonna go comedy, and this is I'm gonna probably go with this one, only because like this one started like a series of good movies for a second. I do think the sequel is better, but I think I'm about to go with American Pie. Now, the American Pies I love. I will say number two is probably my favorite, but I don't think number two came out in the 90s. But hey, American Pie was a hilarious movie. Like I remember freaking he had like the one of the most iconic scenes, of course, is him with the whole pie.
Oh,
He literally was in the kitchen. His dad walked off in there like, oh, I just came to get some pie. And the old boy just had the pie right there. Had a little hole in there. So I remember like laughing at that one. But also it's like this is also the first time I saw Sean William Scott as Stifler. And like ever since then, like I've always liked kind of everything he's done. But also it's like this is also the first time I saw Tara Reid, and I was like, yo, she looked good. Like she like I think Tara Reid looks really good. But yeah, American Pie definitely it started off as kind of like not like it's kind of hard to describe. Like I feel it wasn't mockumentary type stuff, but it started off like a series of like just random super comedies because like they started getting kind of crazy because like I was saying like so they had American Pie, then they had Sex Drive, and then they had Euro Trip. So it just like started like the buddy comedy group of friends type comedy in my opinion. It kind of started there, and then it got kind of crazy with all the spinoffs they tried to do. But like American Pie 1 and 2 fantastic, 3 and 4 was a little definitely 4 was real shaky, but. Yeah, the American Pie series is great. I do think, like I said, number 2 is better, but that came out in the 2000s. But have y'all ever seen American Pie?
Not as an adult. Like, I remember watching American Pie back then, and honestly, I don't know which American, but like around White Chicks time, I watched one of the American Pies. So, but a lot of that runs like American Pie and like Not Another Teen Movie, like
That's what I was saying. Like, I feel like it
those kind
started
of
that
run
little
together for
thing.
me. Yeah. But that was a whole era.
It's funny. I have a weird relationship with that era because it's like I did watch American Pie. It was funny, but like for the most part, I didn't really like that era of comedy movies. That just wasn't my style of comedy. Now there were obviously super bad, and you know what I mean. There was
Yeah,
definitely like
those were
some
later. Yeah, it came a bit later. And some of
but
that
like.
is probably, I assume some of that may have to do with like age at the time, because I feel like if I had been in college during American Pie, it would have hit me different than the fact that I was, like 7 or 8. Even if I had been, 13, 14, it may have been a little better for me, but I think that like I may appreciate it more now
It
than,
might be hit better now.
yeah, so I think it's just one of those situations. Or, in my, 20s, it would have hit real different.
Yeah, I'll definitely like I was probably watching as like probably 12, 13-year-old, and yeah, they were super funny to me. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm 100% sure I saw 2 before I saw 1, and I remember having to go back. But like, I went back to watch all the American Pies. I've seen all the spin-offs, and when I say if you think American Pie is rough to watch, hey man, them spin-offs is terrible. They are some of the worst I ever seen.
Because I just remember that's what I knew Eugene Levy from, was one of the American Pie movies.
Didn't they make one like not recent, like fairly recently?
I think it's
Like
the
a
ones where American Pie Reunion, I want to say, and I think that's the one where they're adults. I think that might be the fourth one. 2012. Yeah, I just looked it up. Yeah, 2012. That was the last one that came out, and that one just, in my opinion, was not that good. It's kind of like, you get with your friends, you guys are all, crazy and in college and everything, and then everybody kind of grows up, get married, got a career, and it's always like that one friend who never really grew up, and he just wants to still continue to hang out and party and everything. That's really what the premise of it was.
Gotcha. That makes sense. That makes
So,
sense.
yeah, that's my comedy pick.
I still have action or sci-fi. I will probably go. It really doesn't matter, but action, I will go with. I'm gonna go with independent. Well, I'm gonna go with Speed, actually.
That was almost one of my choices. You mentioned Keanu Reeves earlier, and I figured that's what that meant. Yeah.
Keanu, man, this is my first exposure to Keanu.
Same.
So like, yeah,
This
I
is the
was just
first
like,
time I
who?
saw Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, and I was about to say this first time I fell in love with Sandra Bullock, because like it was just a really good movie. Like you really don't see movies where like there's a train, there's a bus that like can't stop, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a
And you
crazy
got,
premise too.
yeah, it really is.
I will say when the bus like made the jump, that was stupid.
It
Oh
really
yeah.
was.
Agreed.
It
I
was.
mean, that's just 90s.
I mean, this movie in general is kind of dumb. Like they had all kind of trials and tribulations that was like, really? Like, no, you had no help, like no police
Yeah,
officers, you know what I mean?
if that happened in real life, I'm sure you can get it to stop.
Yeah, easily. But yeah, it was just cool to see, you know, me and like they had a, you know, obviously the bus is there, a bunch of people are there from different backgrounds, so that was cool to see all the different characters and stuff. And just see the chemistry between Sandra Bullock and Keanu. She even said, like, in real life during shooting that movie, she had a crush on Keanu, and like you could kind of low key tell. My boy Keanu had the juice.
He literally still looks the same. Crazy.
Yeah,
Just with a
exactly.
beard.
He just has long
Exactly.
hair and a beard now. But yeah,
Right.
he's not aging.
No, not at all. And so, yeah, Speed was just one of
And
those
he's a
fun
good
ones.
person just in real life.
No, he
Yeah, he is.
is. Like people, you really don't hear anyone say a bad thing about Keanu Reeves. But yeah, this is just fun. Like this is just a fun movie. Kind of a classic 90s action movie. Hit all the tropes, but really delivered. So yeah, you go with
Yeah,
Speed.
I agree. I wonder if I should watch this as an adult or should I leave it vividly in my memory?
Know. I mean, yeah.
They're gonna be some, you're gonna have to suspend your disbelief
Yeah.
Yeah.
to watch it now because yeah, like again, whenever I watched the bus doing the jump, I was like, oh, that was trash.
It has a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Like it, and you know, we love Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Facts. Yeah, I kind of do want to watch it just because I know there's gonna be some parts
It's
I'm gonna be
still,
like, what?
yeah, it's still good. Like it's still very enjoyable. But yeah, there are some parts where you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, didn't have a bomb attached to it, and if it stopped, it blew up or
If
something.
it get under 55 miles an hour,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's right. Yeah, that was actually kind of smart. Whoever whoever the villain was.
That's some what's the DC dude name who always not the Riddler, who likes he'll set you up in like an elaborate trap. Maybe it is a Riddler.
Probably a Riddler.
The Riddler does do that.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
sounds like some Riddler stuff. Like you gotta
it
steal
really
this,
does.
do
Yeah.
this while all this bus is going.
Yeah. No, it was a good premise. Interesting premise. And yeah, it's a classic action movie. So yeah, Speed for action for my final pick of the final four. And obviously we'll do the wild card. For sci-fi, I'm gonna go a little different. You know me, I have a very strong agenda when it comes to animation. And as Switzer said. For sci-fi, I'm gonna go Iron Giant.
Okay, I give it to you. Yeah, I give it to you.
It honestly, Iron Giant was one of the, not one of the first, but like it got me like actual emotional. You know what I'm saying? Like to me, Iron Giant,
Oh, that movie was surprisingly emotional.
yeah, like to me, Iron Giant is heavily underrated. Anytime I see Iron Giant, when he showed up in what was that
Space
one
Jams
movie?
2.
No, the movie where the kid, the
Ready
dude was
Player
in
One?
Ready Player One.
Oh,
Yes.
yeah.
When he showed up in Ready Player One, bro, I popped heavy. I was happy as hell. Just because I think Iron Giant is heavily underrated, just because how heavy it is. I think it doesn't translate to all kids. That's not a movie you can just throw on and be like, all right, kids, go watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's one of those movies that like you can watch at 8 years old, but you can watch it at 38 years old and have a good time. You know. Also 2D animation, you know how we rock here. We're definitely heavy on the 2D animation stage, but this also introduced like some new animation. You know what I mean? Iron Giant looked great. The animation was great. It was an emotional movie. Sincere. Yeah, Iron Giant was just, it hit all aspects. It might be one of the best animated movies of that time. I know obviously within the time with Lion King and like all these other great movies, but like as far as like just movie and how it made you feel, yeah, Iron Giant is one of the best.
I really liked Iron Giant too.
Yeah.
This is definitely one I need to show my kids this movie. See, this is, I wonder, it's probably, I assume it's streaming on Max. I probably need to show my kids this movie. See if they'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I do too, actually, when you said that.
Okay. So for my final one, this is the, I'm on drama. This is the one I kind of struggle with a lot. And I'm curious to see if you guys would count this as a drama too. But I'm going to go with Edward Scissorhands. You
Yeah.
see now?
Interesting.
That's a drama. That's a, I'm pretty sure that's a drama.
So technically it's listed as a fantasy romance, but I definitely feel like it was a lot of drama for that one.
Can let it play.
Yeah. I can agree with, I can get, Jordan, I feel like Jordan, you always push the line, but this one I can agree with. I can rock with this one.
Yeah, I can let it play.
Okay. Yeah, so this one is definitely one of the ones like I hadn't seen, and I'm definitely going to keep this one in my memory the way I remember it. I think if I watch it now, I don't think it'll hold up. But first time for me seeing Johnny Depp, and I thought the whole premise of like this dude having scissor hands was terrible, was crazy, and he was just like a misunderstood person at the end of the day. It's like he just wanted to be, you know, friends. He wanted to be a barber, and he just accidentally, you know, sliced people up with his scissor hands. And so like he was like a truly a good person in the movie, but everyone was just so afraid of him. And then if I remember right, I remember he accidentally killed someone, I want to say, or he accidentally stabbed someone towards the end of the movie, because I remember the police having to come and get
That's true.
him.
I haven't seen it in so long, but I
That's
think
what I'm
that's
saying.
right.
I hadn't seen it in so long, but like I just remember like really liking the movie and just liking the whole premise of the movie. And I definitely think like this is also one of the movies that if they do it now, I think it'd be kind of cool if they did like an updated version of this. Like I think I would definitely check it out. But I would definitely tell you also that dude was very weird too. Like
Yeah.
yeah, I don't blame people for avoiding him, because if I seen him walking down the street, I would definitely avoid him as well.
Yeah.
So it's like I get both sides of it.
Yeah. I enjoy when he would like cut the grass or cut the
Yeah,
yard. Yeah, the
like the
bushes and
bushes and
stuff.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
Also,
cool.
it got kind of weirdly sexual when he was like cutting the women's hair. Like they would be almost, it was like a thing for them, but it was like, I don't know, some weird sexual energy when they was like getting their hair cut by him. Just like, yeah, like, yeah, I don't think this is gonna work out well for you if you try to do this to this man. Like, I don't think that's gonna go in your
Yeah,
favor.
it's not gonna go well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, man, I really enjoyed though this movie. Like I said, this is definitely the first time I saw Johnny Depp. I don't wonder if it was actually one of his first movies, because it literally came in 1990, like right 1990.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So yeah, that's mine. A lesser version of Freddy. A nice version of Freddy, if you
Right.
will.
Okay. I have comedy left, and there are so many options. I've been trying to decide. I have three movies in mind, and I have four movies in mind. I'm going to go with Liar, Liar.
Good pick.
Wait, which category is this for? Comedy.
Comedy.
Comedy, okay.
Jim Carrey, like,
Oh.
I mean, Jim Carrey never really had like an off season. Like,
I
from
agree.
In Living Color to honestly Sonic. Like, Jim Carrey does what he wants. And this is one of those movies where Jim Carrey was cooking.
Cooking.
And he didn't even
Cooking.
have to do like a bunch of, like, he was still in full Jim Carrey, but
Yeah.
he didn't have to do like all the, you know, super extra physical stuff. Like he kept it pretty tight in this movie. And so this is a relatively grounded version of Jim Carrey. But the idea, and I say, because we've seen Jim Carrey get wild. Like, there are some movies where he's
He's
like,
Ventura.
like, there are
Crawling out
moments.
of a rhino's butt.
And so Jim Carrey, like, this is a pretty tame Jim Carrey, and it's still like really good. The whole concept of being a lawyer who's unable to lie,
Facts.
because of your child's innocent wish, and you know, the fact that he's, you know, kind of not necessarily negligent, but like just very driven in his career, and so, you know, doesn't spend as much time with the son as he should, and you know, he's, you know, just trying to get some butt a lot of the movie. And I mean, yeah, like, and yeah, like when he's in the courtroom and can't lie, he it's so good.
Bro, this movie is so quotable. Like, the paint is blue, and like, just so many good moments in this movie, bro.
Yeah, because he like sleeps with his boss, and she's like, "How was it?" And he's like, "I've had better." It's like, oh,
Like,
Jennifer Tilly in this movie. Yeah, but yeah, it was funny, and it was just really good.
really was.
Was looking at Jim Carrey's filmography, and man, he got a lot of movies that was good. Like, I feel like a lot of people would be having movies that be bust, but like a lot of his movies be actually funny.
I think that an argument could be made that he is the GOAT of comedy movies. Like,
I definitely can see that.
as far as like the conversation that's had,
He
it's
talked about for
him,
sure.
it's Will Ferrell,
Yeah,
it's
Will
Adam
Ferrell.
Sandler, it's Eddie Murphy. An argument could be made that Jim Carrey's the GOAT, because as far as like misses, he doesn't have a bunch of misses you can point to in the comedy section.
Will Ferrell does. Like, compare him and Will Ferrell. Will
Facts.
Ferrell has, I think Will Ferrell might have more movies, but he definitely has a lot more misses. Jim Carrey definitely got more hits.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Jim Carrey's like the quality
He
of
got, and
film.
like,
And even
Jim
his
Carrey's.
sequels aren't bad. Like, usually sequels are trash, but his sequel game isn't terrible, because I
No, it's
feel
not.
like all the Ace Venturas are still pretty good.
I like Pet Detective. I like the Ace Ventura 2 better than the first one.
Oh, I agree. And there are some problematic things in Ace Ventura, by today's standards, but you know, it was a different time or Even
whatever.
Dumb and Dumber was hilarious. I like Dumb and Dumber. I was literally talking to somebody the other day about Dumb and Dumber, about how he left all that poop everywhere. He's like, there's shit everywhere on the walls, on the ceilings. Like, I was literally just talking to somebody about that the other day.
Yeah, bro. Like, Liar Liar. I think Liar Liar Guns goes underrated due to all this great stuff he has, but I always love Liar Liar. Like,
Yes.
that's been one of my favorites from day one.
Yeah. And that's why, like, there are so many comedies, but that's the one I'm going with, because Liar Liar is so good. And now it's time for the wild card.
Yes, sir.
For the wild card, I'm, you know, this is always a mistake, but I'm going with my heart.
I'm going mine too,
And
so don't trip.
It should come as no surprise that I have an agenda. And in honor of that agenda, because it's not only it we're hitting two agendas here. And this choice will be a surprise to no one. Batman: Mask of the Phantasm.
Wow, you're gonna
Yeah.
do a side plug? Wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too. But it'd be a spoiler
I
alert, kind of
respect.
tell, you
Well, I
know, what's going
respect.
on though. But
Like I
yeah,
said,
that's crazy. That's
I have an
crazy.
agenda, and then I have another agenda. So, as you know, my agenda has a lot to do with animation, but also I do have a side podcast on this same network that you can listen to, DC Animation with Spencer and Friends, and we have a special episode coming up where we are discussing Mask of the Phantasm at the end of the month in It's a very special episode, and I will explain why on that episode. So I'm not going to get into great detail. All I'm going to say is there are some people that regard this as the greatest Batman movie, period. And again, some people, I am not one of those people, but yeah. This is absolutely in the top five, I'd say. It's very good. It is based on Batman the Animated Series, which is a masterpiece. It is, in my opinion, Kevin Conroy's best performance of Batman. And, you know, he was Batman for 30 plus years.
Yeah, thanks.
This is his best vocal performance of Batman.
Oh.
So, yeah, again, I have a podcast where I'm going to talk about this at the end of this month. Please tune in.
That's wild. He gave up a pick just to plug himself. That's crazy.
I didn't That's give crazy. Up anything. This movie is worth being here.
It is. I respect the awareness to go. I have a wild part pick. I also have an upcoming podcast.
Yeah, that's
and
that's
so
crazy. It just lines up.
I respect it. That's forward thinking. I appreciate it.
So yeah, and it's again, even though I do have an episode on this specific movie coming up later this month, which you should tune into.
He's only said it four times.
It's a great movie, and I'm telling you now, go ahead and watch it. Refresh yourself on it. You're going to need it for the end of the month, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. I respect it,
though. Like, I'll definitely be checking out the episode, though, because this is one of the, I wouldn't say few, but like, this is one of DC movies I've never seen. So I'll definitely be checking it out at the end of the month when it drops.
Yeah. Good choice. Good choice.
Okay. So for my wild card, so actually I have two movies that I could go with. They're both the same. I'm going with my heart, but I was going back and forth just now. I think I'm gonna hit the one that has, it's a little bit more nostalgic for everyone. But I do think the second one may be a little bit better. This is very debatable. So my people are going to have to get at me, but I'm going with Pokemon, the first movie. This was, I remember my mom taking me to the movie theater to go see this one. And I got to get that little Mew, the ancient Mew card.
Yeah.
Hey, this was not the first time I cried in a movie, a kid's movie, but this is definitely one of the ones I cried in, bro. Like,
yeah.
Seeing Pikachu slap each other. They was all slapping. They was all fighting and everything, fighting that evil counterparts. And then see Ash run in the middle between Mew and Mewtwo and just get turned to stone. And Pikachu crying.
Yeah,
bruh.
I was
as a kid. Ooh, yeah. As a kid, heavy. I was like, "Oh, Ash is done." Yeah.
When Ash got petrified, and Pikachu was like, "Wake up, buddy!"
Yeah, bro.
Chew. I was like, "Oh no, he gone."
Either Ash is gone. They got to get a new protagonist. That's it.
Yeah, and then through the power of friendship.
Yeah man.
That might be the first time I remember the power of friendship.
Was it the tear? Wasn't it the classic tear?
Yeah, it was the tear.
Gotta have a good tear.
I remember this movie vividly because my mom bought me the VHS, and for some reason it was in Spanish. So she had to go back to the store and get me. And I don't know. And that's the thing. She could have got it at the barbershop. I don't know. Because there were a couple movies that we did buy from the barbershop. And my experience with bootlegs was not good. Like, every time I had a bootleg movie, there was something about it that wasn't right.
Oh, my dad everybody had that heavy. Bro, he'd be like, El Pokemon. El Pokemon.
So yeah, this I don't know how, but yeah, like it was straight in Spanish, and so
that's funny.
She had to return it and get it for me in English, and I don't know what that process looked like. I did not go with her, but
that's funny, bro. Yeah, bootlegs.
Also with this movie too. You saw Mewtwo like do work.
Yeah.
Mewtwo was like putting in work. I tried to pull up on him and swing on him. And he just put that force foot up, like, bro, I don't know who you think he was.
Yeah, like, what you think this is?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like talking crazy to people.
Yeah. Mewtwo had that Mewtwo Life Force energy problem. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
And
man.
this is the movie where I was like, oh yeah, Mewtwo is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, that's my choice. I almost went. I'll wait for Brandon to go. We got some honorable mentions, so
I was
go
gonna
ahead,
say, yeah.
Brandon.
I doubt we have the
same.
I kind of want to do honorable mentions, but I kind of don't because if we do any more drafting, then
Well, we wouldn't be in this decade no more.
oh
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
yes.
Yeah. And I there's a few movies I have to mention. Like just out of my heart. My heart won't feel right if I don't mention. But for my wild card pick, I'm gonna go with one of my favorite movies of all time. Jerry Maguire. Show
Okay.
me the money. This is Tom Cruise, one of my favorite Tom Cruise movies. I didn't watch Top Gun Maverick, all that Top Gun. I didn't really watch any of
Yeah,
those. So,
I've never seen them either.
not a Mission Impossible guy either.
Only
So,
seen one.
yeah.
I saw the
So,
first Mission Impossible and like that was a contender, but
yeah.
I
But
thought Top Gun made
Jerry
it. But I guess that didn't matter.
Cuba Gooding Jr. was cooking in this. Like, Cuba Gooding Jr. has no business looking like an athlete, but in this movie he looks like an athlete. Like that's a credit to him. Renée Zellweger, she was in her bag in the 90s. I don't know about if she aged well after that. I have no clue. But in the 90s, whew.
She's done pretty well.
Okay.
But I feel like I saw her recently, not recently, but like I saw her as Judy Garland, and she
Okay.
definitely didn't look bad.
Good.
She's
Good.
aging better than some of these people out here.
Yeah, that's good. Because,
But she
like,
is aging. Like she's not one of those people who just looks the same.
yeah, because, like, in the 90s, boy, I'd have risked it all. Yeah, just the cast is amazing. The ruthlessness of being an agent, it, like, really showed you how competitive it is. Like, how you think you can have a prospect, and then he signs as another prospect, like, without even telling you. Like, he tells you he's committed. Like, one dude told him he was committed. And immediately called the other guy. I was like, "No, nah, I'm good. I'm going with such and such over here." And so, man, it also shows you, like, as an agent, sometimes you got to take a chance on a guy who's not as known, but you believe in him, and then you work your way up. Cuba Gooding Jr. as Rod Tidwell was killing. He started to kill. They started to win together. But Show Me the Money. The little kid, little cute little kid, was funny too. Like, yeah, it just. Man, it's I say it, keep saying it, but they just don't make movies like this no more. The movies like this, they go straight to streaming for some reason or another. Like they don't put movies like this in the theater anymore. But yeah.
This is definitely one of the ones like I have little memory of. Like I remember watching it, but I like don't remember anything about it.
Yeah. No, it was Cuba Gooding Jr. was like this is one of my favorite performances by Cuba Gooding. Cuba Gooding's kind of weird. Right. And but he seemed like he was from the culture in this movie. The way he was talking, his mannerism, you tell he studied an actual athlete. So yeah, he was good. He was good, man.
Don't he got some legal troubles now?
Yeah, I think he's in jail. I may be wrong on that.
I don't know what's going on with him. I know that he was
I just keep saying his name. I don't know what he's doing though.
because the thing is he was in the OJ movie or the OJ show, and I think that because he was in the OJ show, in my head, he Cuba has some like issues. Because
Allegedly.
I thought, yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but I don't think you're wrong. I think there's something happening.
Oh, I think allegedly he has some type of sexual assaults or something.
Yeah,
Yikes.
he got a bunch of legal trouble, bro. That's one of the biggest falloffs
Oh yeah.
in history. Like,
Yeah. Oh yeah.
dude, like if you look at his filmography, like,
Yeah, he
dude
got
was
some hitters.
hitters.
Because I remember oh God! What? Never mind. I don't remember, because I remembered it and then I lost it.
I would say Radio Men of Honor. Like I remember those vividly. I didn't really care about Snow Dogs like that. Pearl Harbor, like
Yeah,
he was cooking.
cooking, bro. Like radio. Everybody
Oh
remember
yeah.
radio.
Radio is
Yeah.
when I like that was the movie you take him seriously as an actor is in Radio.
Yes. Yeah, man. Like,
But yeah, like
and
I What I will say about Cuba Gooding Jr. is that I assumed he's not living right because he is aging.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I
Like,
think he got stressed out.
yeah, he's not aging like most of us age.
Right.
Like it's been rough for him because he's not even 60 and he is it's he's got some hard he's got city miles is what it sounds
Snorting
like.
Oh,
That
allegedly.
Legendary.
but no, it's hella talented, but man, it's another black actor who played himself.
Black actors, Dave. Black actors. All right. Let's go over the
So
picks again before we get
yeah,
to
I said
honorable
we can go
mentions.
back through.
Go ahead, Spencer. You started us.
Okay. So I, for my first pick, selected sci-fi, Jurassic Park. For my second pick, action, The Mummy. For my third pick, drama, The Green Mile. Fourth pick, comedy, Liar Liar. And wild card, Batman, Mask of the Phantasm. Hashtag stay tuned.
Man, another one. Okay. No particular order, but for my sci-fi picked, I got The Matrix. For my comedy, I have American Pie. For my action movie, I got Terminator 2, Judgment Day. For drama, I got Edward Scissorhands. And for my wild card, I got Pokemon, the first movie.
Nice, 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 nice. For me, I have for drama, I had Shawshank Redemption. For comedy, I had Miss Doubtfire. For action, I had Speed. For sci-fi, I had Iron Giant. And for my wild card, I had Jerry Maguire.
All right. Should we hit on some couple of honorable mentions? Let's start in sci-fi. Did y'all have an honorable mention for sci-fi?
I had Phantom Menace. I had Phantom Menace, Star Wars.
Oh, good.
No, I had Mars Attack. Remember Mars
Oh,
Attack?
I like Mars Attack. Yeah, I remember that
Yeah,
movie.
Mars Attack. But yeah, everything else I had was y'all picked.
I had The Mask. Just in case I wanted to run it as sci-fi, but like had it build for comedy.
Yeah.
But I was prepared to, use it for sci-fi depending on what the comedy situation was. But there were a lot of comedies on the table.
Yeah.
And so I felt pretty good, like, oh, I can use it for sci-fi and still have a lot of options for comedy. Space Jam.
Oh, good point.
Oh, I didn't
That's a
even
good one.
space it didn't even cross my mind. Yeah. Only movie I have for sci only other one I have for sci-fi was Alien Resurrection, which I think is the best Alien movie. That's the third one.
That is one franchise I did not tap into like that. Other than
Alien,
Alien vs. Predator.
yeah, like Alien versus Predator is when I got in because
Yeah.
my mom
Same.
always liked the Alien movies, but I thought they were horror movies, and horror was not my genre.
Yeah.
But
I was more of a Predator guy, but
yeah, like
yeah. Same. I was
I
more Predator, but I enjoy Alien 3.
But yeah, like I did watch the Alien movies with my mom, and I was like, oh, okay,
Yeah.
those things are a problem.
Right.
All right, what about comedy? What did I have comedy? I only have one other movie for comedy. That was South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Was that the
Definitely had to.
90s?
It was 99.
Wow, because I thought that South Park like came out in 99, so I'm surprised that that.
Yeah,
Okay.
that movie. Yeah, that's I had that one on my list.
Okay. Brandon, would you have?
I had a few. I had Grumpy Old Men, which is pretty funny. I had Nutty Professor.
Yeah,
I
that was a
had
good
my
one.
cousin, yeah, my cousin Vinny, which is also pretty good. And then Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, that was one of my favorites out there.
I had Home Alone.
That's a good one.
Because my wife watches it every Christmas. Like that's one of her Christmas season movies. And I already talked about The Mask, and I had Major Payne.
Oh, that would have been a good one too.
Major Pain. I forgot about that one.
Major Payne was so funny.
So funny. We
Would
couldn't
I
be made
have
today,
for?
but
Oh, absolutely not. Would I
that
have for action? The Mummy.
the
Like I was locked in with The Mummy.
I had Die Hard 2.
Like I had Mission Impossible like ready, but I was locked in with the Mummy.
Yeah, I had Die Hard 2. I had Rush Hour if needed.
Oh, I didn't even think about Rush Hour.
Twister. I had True Lies. I had Jackie Chan Rumble in the Bronx, and potentially Independence Day, but couldn't remember if I mentioned that before or not. But
Only
I
other
think Independence
one.
Day you mentioned as an honorable mention in the
Yeah,
last
you're right.
episode.
Yeah, maybe that was why.
I would say I had the ones that you guys already named. The only other action movie that I had on here was The Fifth Element, which I liked that movie a lot.
Yeah, that could
Okay.
sci-fi
What y'all have for drama? I didn't have no other dramas. This was the one I kind of struggled with the most.
I was pretty locked in with the Green Mile, but I was, if I hadn't had the Green Mile, I was just gonna Google Denzel Washington
too.
and just pick one.
Yeah,
Like
that's a good
I
point.
felt pretty good about that, but yeah, like I when I thought of the Green Mile, I was like, oh yeah, that's the answer,
Yeah.
because oh, it's so good. But yeah, I was like, if it gets picked, or if I do, Malcolm X, I was about to just come up with something right then.
Yeah. Drama is my favorite category, especially in the 90s. Has some classics. So Forrest Gump, obviously.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Saving Private Ryan. Malcolm X, Green Mile, obviously that was picked. Sin of a Woman, one of my favorite movies ever. And then Patch Adams with Robin Williams.
Okay.
Really good movie there. But yeah, drama, it was a stacked category. So yeah, those are my honorable mentions for that one.
Okay. Final win for the wild card. I had Pokemon 2000. I had that one. I also had, even though I'm not a huge fan of the movie, I can still respect what it did, and it was a terrible. Back then it was really good, but now it's terrible. But I had Godzilla, the US version of it.
I figured you were gonna pick Godzilla.
I just don't like it now. As a kid, I loved it. Now it's just bad.
Same. That is absolutely, yeah. Like as a kid, couldn't get enough of it. Now,
That's pretty bad.
That's funny. Spencer, did you have anything? I really didn't have many wild cards. I was just gonna pull from my honorable
Same.
mention.
Yeah, I was just gonna pull from that same list, because if I hadn't gone with Mask of the Phantasm, hashtag stay tuned, I would have probably gone with Space Jam here.
That's seven plugs. I love it. Yeah, I was gonna get Iron Giant off at some point. So if I didn't get it in sci-fi, if I was gonna pick Phantom Menace, I would have picked Iron Giant and Wild Card. So,
Okay.
I think that I think we spread this out a little bit, because again, none of us went with Denzel. Brandon, you didn't have any Will Smith on here, did you?
Stayed away from the willies.
Hey, you
Stayed away from
learned, because I will say that last draft, hey, according to
them. Which is stupid.
socials, I got the
Which
dub.
is
I
dumb.
got the
I
dub.
cleared you easy.
You didn't.
I definitely did.
I'm sorry. The people spoke and the people chose.
And with that, please, more people need to choose, because there were, I would like more opinions.
Yeah, I
Just.
would too, because I feel like Jordan felt solidified with some picks when Get Out was not sci-fi, right?
Bro, it is sci-fi.
It isn't though,
Well, and
but
that's science fiction. That's fine. Whatever. I would just like a wider pool of folk
yeah.
to vote, and to let us know what they think, because I think there were like four people, maybe.
Hey, people spoke. It's
Your
people's
homies
choice.
folks. Your
No, I'll give you a
homeboys.
little win. That's fine. You can have it. But
Yeah,
I
with
would
four votes,
like
you can have
I would have a larger pool. I
that
would like a larger pool to vote, so that we actually have a better idea of who had the best list. Who's
Yeah, we'll
who's
post.
whose movies are would you want to sit down and watch? Like whose list are you like, yeah, that's the list I'd rather sit down and watch.
Right. Yeah, we'll post it all. I can definitely tap in, give us your opinions and vote. Yeah. I think, Jordan, you did pretty good in this one. I think you did better in this one than the last one. Last one, nah. He was sketchy on the...
He did... I mean, Friday hits hard, and so does Get Out.
Yeah. Bro, Get Out is it's a science fiction. You can't transfer your consciousness into someone else. That's science fiction.
Like I said, right? Up and down horror movie.
It's a horror movie all day.
But it has elements in it that let it play in the science fiction category. So you can have it.
It's wild. But that's like saying Freddy Krueger sci-fi. That's horror. Horror all day.
I mean, a dream demon is definitely not rooted in reality.
True, science but none fiction. Of horror is. None of horror is.
I mean, some of it is.
Usually. Huh?
Some of it could be. Paranormal Activity. People out here, it's horror, people out here real evil.
He literally promoted it as we're trying to add black people in the horror category. So I'm trying to make this movie in a horror respect.
Yeah, it was absolutely a horror movie. But
I mean,
it can some play people a say fiction.
Cucumbers taste better pickle.
You keep saying that stupid
thing. I was going to say, like, it's been a minute since he pulled that one out.
Yeah, but well, I'm just saying.
It's been a long time since we've heard that one.
Some people say that. I can't help it, you know.
Yeah, I heard that one in a while.
That's probably been like since first 10 episodes or so. Like, it's been a while since I said that.
You used to throw that one out there. Like,
yeah.
That used to be a go-to. So, okay. But, yes, please let us know what you think, how you feel, and whose list you would like to watch.
Yeah. And if you want to, you know, obviously we're going to try to make this a series. So 2000s, you know, 2010s. I mean, it'll be obviously more movies for, you know, more recent movies. Maybe a little more fresh on the brain from memory. So, yeah, we'll keep it going.
Yep. So, with that being said, we're never duplicated.
Always appreciate it.
And forever melanated.